In this bulletin, a coroner will deliver findings from an inquest into the Dreamworld deaths. The first group of coronavirus evacuees quarantined in Darwin return home. And in football, Manchester United beat Watford 3-0. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. More than 260 Australians have completed their coronavirus quarantine period at a former mining camp near Darwin after being evacuated from China earlier this month. The end of their two-week stay at the Howard Springs facility was marked by a traditional smoking ceremony and a barbecue. Felicity, he celebrated her 13th birthday at the camp and says she's happy to be going home.
I'm really excited because I actually really want to sleep in my own bed in my own room and my family also wants to, but we really did like to stay here.
Meanwhile, activities and use of recreational facilities inside the former mining camp were cancelled in the lead-up to departure after seven people tested positive to COVID-19. They were among those evacuated from the Diamond Princess cruise in Japan, but also sent to Howard Springs. Abigail Trewin of the Australian Medical Assistance Team says those people are being quarantined in a separate area of the facility.
It's not mingling across all areas. They are separate defined areas that are kept separate for very important reasons, and the residents do understand that, and we are explaining that continually and will continue to support them through this next few weeks.
Italian officials have cut the Venice Carnival short by 2 days to try and control what is now the worst coronavirus outbreak in Europe. Italy has the continent's highest number of cases with 152. Three people have died. Luigi Brugnaro, the mayor of Venice, says cutting the iconic festival short is the right thing to do.
We are in touch with the emergencies unit of the Ministry of Health. We are obviously concerned, but we are focused and we are managing the city in everybody's interest.
The future of Dreamworld could be revealed after a coroner delivers their findings from an inquest into the deaths of four people at the theme park in 2016. Cindy Lowe, Kate Goodchild, her brother Luke Dorset and his partner Ruzi Aragi died after a water pump malfunctioned on the Thunder River Rapids ride. Police have recommended no criminal charges against Dreamworld staff. However, the coroner can still suggest significant fines or prosecutions for the company and its executives. Major political parties are set to clash over climate change following Labor's commitment to a net zero emissions target by 2050. However, the Morrison government described the commitment as reckless because the plan does not yet include costings or economic modelling. Speaking to Channel 7, Shadow Minister for Agriculture and Resources Joel Fitzgibbon says he supports the net zero emissions target.
I believe that Anthony Albanese is now very well placed to do what so many political leaders of all political persuasions have been unable to do, and that is demonstrate to the community that we can do this meaningfully without negatively impacting on our economy or Australian jobs.
A new bill is expected to be introduced to Parliament by Greens leader Adam Bandt, calling for oil, coal and gas companies to pay for the damage their products have caused Australians. The bill would grant damages to survivors of tourism businesses affected by the recent bushfires. Overseas, at least nine people have been killed in southeastern Turkey after a 5.7 magnitude earthquake struck near the border with Iran. Officials say at least 50 people have been injured, while others are trapped under collapsed buildings in the province of Van. One local says it's devastating to see the aftermath of the quake.
It was said that there were children under the wreckage over there. We went there and started removing the wreckage. I mean, it's indescribable. There were children under the wreckage.
Still overseas, and allegations the US government broke international law are set to be presented at the extradition trial of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. A hearing will take place at a London court in the United Kingdom today to determine whether the Australian will be extradited to the US to face 17 charges of violating the Espionage Act and one charge of conspiring to commit computer intrusion. Together, the charges hold a maximum sentence of 175 years in prison. Mr. Assange's legal team will allege President Donald Trump offered him a pardon through the Republican Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, and the CIA secretly spied on him during his time in the Ecuadorian embassy. To football, and Manchester United has moved to fifth place in the English Premier League after a 3-0 win over Watford. Bruno Fernandes, Anthony Martial, Mason Greenwood scored United's goals. In this morning's other games, Arsenal moved to ninth with a 3-2 win over Everton. Wolves remain in eighth spot following a 3-0 win over Norwich. Let's see what the weather's doing across the country at the moment. In Perth, a shower or two, 33 degrees. It's sunny in Adelaide, 33 as well. 27 in Melbourne, it's cloudy there. Partly cloudy in Hobart, 24. Much the same in Canberra, 29 for you. Similar conditions for Wollongong, 25. It's cloudy as well in Sydney, 28. A possible shower in Newcastle, 27. Much the same for Brisbane. In Cairns, also showers with a possible storm, 30 degrees. And it's partly cloudy in Darwin, 34 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos, this is SBS News.